All right, we get set for the kickoff. I'd like to turn the microphone over to my colleague and partner in crime, and a man who says he voted early and often. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of Nowata Ironman football, Mr. Adam Hooper.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tim Hale, for that introduction. And here's the kickoff from the Cougars. It's a line drive kick. It's caught immediately at the 20, to the 25, to the 30, breaks one tackle to the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, good night, Nowata! Touchdown, Ironman! That is T.J. Donaldson on an 80-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, and what a way to start the game here!
Well, Adam just said that the very things that they have to do to stay away from for the Cougars is not give up the big play, and what a way to open. The Ironmen come out with their hair on fire. Donaldson got a great block from a couple of guys there at about the 28, 29-yard line, cut to the right, and just outran everybody into the end zone.
And Nowata is going to go for two. Looks like that Will Luster is lined up in a shotgun formation along with Terrell Collins. The snap. Luster passes to the right side, caught by T.J. Donaldson, and he's going to be short of the goal line, so the two-point conversion is no good. So just like that, bang, 16 seconds gone here in this first quarter, and it's 6-0 Nowata, thanks to an 80-yard touchdown kickoff return for T.J. Donaldson. Our first score of the game is brought to you by the Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, with locations in Bartlesville, Nowata, and Barnesville. Stumps is proud to announce the construction of a new facility in Nowata, with grand opening set for later this year. The Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, serving local families since 1966.
You know, the guys at Stumps probably ought to go to the casino tonight, because their luck ran pretty good on that, getting those two commercials so close. What were the odds?
The odds of that are probably 10,000 to 1.
30 seconds apart.
Yeah.
16 seconds gone in this game, folks, and I tell you what, T.J. Donaldson, his speed is underrated on this team. I tell you what, he got a little crease there, and there was nobody that could catch him.
Matter of fact, that is the first kickoff return for Nowata this season for a touchdown.
What better time than on senior night?
And T.J. Donaldson will kick things off for Nowata from their own 40-yard line.
In case you're wondering, fans, Ironman should have two more years of T.J. Donaldson doing that.
Absolutely. And here's a kick by T.J. Line quick kick. It's caught at the 34, to the 35, to the 38-yard line. And that is a return by Logan Siegel. And the Cougars will start first on offense. It was originally going to be Nowata, but they'll have it first with first and 10 from their own 38-yard line. Just underway here in the first quarter. And it's going to be Justin Lundy, the starting quarterback for... And it's going to be a pitch out to Logan Siegel. And he's down immediately at the 38 as he swept to the right side of the 39-yard line.
Great play by Skyler Stover on that. Adam, a little option to the right, and he pitched it out to Siegel. And he was able to corral him after a very short 2-yard gain.
So it'll be second and 8 now from the 40-yard line. Just underway here in the first quarter. And it is 6-0 Nowata. Again, that wishbone formation for Lundy. Now a man in motion. They're going to hand it off. Actually, Lundy keeps it, spins around, and may have gotten a yard. He spins around to the middle to the 41-yard line. But it was pretty lucky even he just got a yard.
Yeah, I think they're giving the forward progress, but a whole slew of Ironman defenders on that one. Now it's going to be exactly where they didn't want to be in 3rd and 7.
Well, he had a fine visitor that came by and said hello to us.
My favorite senior on senior night.
Mine too. Mamie Tyree, I'll just say that.
The lovely Mamie Tyree, ladies
and
gentlemen.
The gain of 1, a 3rd and 7 from the 41-yard line.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to have flags all over the place.
Adam, I think it's safe to say that Mamie looks a lot better on radio than we do.
Yes, she does. Looks like we're going to have a false start against Oklahoma Union, so 5-yard penalty. It still remains 3rd down.
Not really doing anything to help themselves on this first series here, Adam.
So now you're looking at 3rd and 12. They'll spot the ball at the 36-yard line. Again, no one on top, 6-0. 10:23 to go in the opening quarter. Two wide receivers, one on each side. Lundy under center. And now they style, they'll pitch it off there to Siegel. Runs to the right, to the 40, to the 44-yard line. Well short of the first down. And Oklahoma Union will be forced to punt the ball away.
Under normal circumstances, that would be a nice 8-yard gain and probably a first down, but the penalty set them in third and deep. Now they're facing fourth and a long three from their own 45. Be interesting to see what they do here. It looks like they're going to go for it, Adam.
Yeah, it looks like they will. And Siegel now be tied at Walden at the tight end formation. Fourth and three. Now a man in motion again. Siegel now pitches off. Actually, Lundy pitches off to Siegel. He's not going anywhere. He is stuffed at the 44-yard line. And it'll be a turnover on downs for Nowata as they read that perfectly against Oklahoma Union's offense.
And you know, Adam, I think if they go with the first man through, the fullback, I think he picks up the first down. But that's all for naught as we turn it over. And like you said, with 10:02 to go, the Ironman up six and out with another set of downs.
So they'll spot the ball at the 45-yard line. Here's Cody Smith and that entire Nowata offense.
First it's offensive good, play here.
It's good to see Cody Smith back at quarterback after really his elbow been out of shape here in the last few weeks. So they're going to set up a wing T formation and a pass that's overthrown. And that should have been the line ball. They're going to call it dead, incomplete. They had four wide receivers lined up to the right side. And they were trying to pass it to Will Luster. And he had blockers right in front of him, but the pass was too high.
They brought Mathis and Thornton as receivers, and the third receiver was Jacob Barnes, the big right tackle.
And it was a forward pass, and that ball went out of bounds, so it's going to be a loss of some yards. And now you're looking at second and 16 from Nowata's 49-yard line.
So they rate that a lateral, and so that's going to go negative 6 yards against Cody Smith.
Smith now to shotgun formation, two wide receivers to the right side. Handoff is Terrell Collins, dances to the 50, and he's down at the 47-yard line. A good tackle by Race Kinzer, the 6-foot, 288-pound junior.
And a gain of four for Terrell on his first carry.
So it's going to be third down and 11 at an Oklahoma Union's territory at the 47-yard line.
Well, you said they ought to pass the ball to Luster and get him out in space, Adam. That's the first thing they tried. And unfortunately, it was ruled a lateral. They lost 6 yards, and now the Ironmen are behind the chains at third and about 12.
Three wide receivers to the left side. Smith in a shotgun, throws to his left, caught by Terrell Collins, breaks a tackle to the 45, still on his feet to the 40, lunges his way to the across the 40 to the 39-yard line, still about 4 yards short of the first down.
Yeah, good 7-yard gain, and again, brings up fourth down.
And they're going to spot this at the 40, so it was a 7-yard reception. Probably Nowata will go for it here on 4th and 5 from the Cougars' 40-yard line. They got to get to the 35 for the first down.
Why not? You got 6 points on the board, and you're in the enemy territory. Might as well go for it.
Here's a shotgun formation, man in motion. They're going to pitch it to Will Luster. Goes to the right, to the 40, to the 35, has the first down to the 30, to the 25, knocked out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Good run there by Will Luster, and it gives an Ironman a first down.
He is very, very dangerous on that perimeter. Picks up a gain of 19 yards of the first down for the Ironman. But fortunately for the Cougars, the defensive back had the angle on him, able to use the sideline and bump out of bounds. We have a official's timeout, Adam.
Yeah, I was looking on the field. The field is in great shape. They got the N, the letter, big letter N, colorized as an American flag.
Stars and stripes in the end. That's nice. And I think our play clock is out, so they're keeping that on the field.
Okay.
That's what the officials were saying to the sidelines.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Hands it off to Terrell Collins. Big hole to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. Terrell Collins, a 21-yard run to the middle, and Nowata gets his first offensive touchdown of the night. Terrell Collins on his season coming here tonight. That will be rushing touchdown number 19.
My goodness. quite a career for young Master Collins in the Ironman maroon and white, and capping it off with his first touchdown on senior night.
And we're going to flag on the play. We got too many men on the field for Nowata. That's what they're going to call that, a 5-yard penalty. They were really confused here about what they wanted to do. They were looking to go for two here.
Well, I don't know why there's any confusion. I mean, when you score a touchdown, you ought to know what you're going to do. And now it looks like we're going to line up and kick the traditional single point here. Well, they called delay of game, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
On the kicking.
For too many men on the field. Well, T.J. Donaldson will attempt the extra point. Snap, the hold. Kicks on his way. Is it long enough? It is. It's good. Timeout on the field. 8:28 to go in the first quarter. It's Nowata 13, Oklahoma Union nothing. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. Yard touchdown run by Terrell Collins, his 19th rushing touchdown of the season. And Nowata on top early, 13-0.
I just got offered cotton candy, and boy, if I weren't on the radio right now.
Yeah, a couple of kids over here wanting you to have cotton candy.
You know, kids are a good judge of character.
Yeah, they are.
You know, you ever give cotton candy to a raccoon?
No.
You know, raccoons wash everything they eat. They stick the cotton candy in the water. You know what happens? And then they look for it. I know, cruelty to animals, the cruel thing Tim used to do, right up with a toad smoking a cigarette.
Here's a kick by Donaldson. It's a line drive kick, caught immediately at the 40. Still on his feet to the 45, breaks one tackle to the 47-yard line.
Looks like
Craig Owens was there on the kickoff return.
Good call, Adam. Yeah, senior Owens there with that reception. He made some positive yards. I thought he was going to get a little more out of it when he cut it to the middle. But as it is, first and 10 from the Cougars' 47-yard line.
They're pretty good territory, a pretty good field position for the Cougars.
Well, they need something to go right here.
Cougars in their all-white uniforms with maroon trim. Don't want a maroon shirt, white pants with white lettering. Lundy underneath the center. They'll hand it off. Actually, it'll be a flip to Rieger. And he runs to the right to the 45 to the 50-yard line. That's Logan Siegel, excuse me. And he's had some carries here the last few times.
Yeah, Lundy did a good job of reading the option and getting out there. I thought he was going to get more out of it. A gain of three. He's carried the ball four times, 13 yards now. But give credit to the Ironman defense. Quick recovery, limiting him getting the ball just to midfield for a three-yard gain.
Lundy under center again, a receiver on each side. Cougars going right to left on your radio dial. Man in motion, play action. Lundy throws down the middle, and it's intercepted at the 30, to the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, still running to the 45, to the 43-yard line. That's Cody Smith on the interception return. That's the first turnover tonight for the Cougars.
And Cody Smith plays his defensive back position as well as anybody on the field, and he has a nose for the football. And I think Lundy is looking for his receiver to cut that into a post. Instead, the receiver stayed kind of more of in a fly pattern, and Cody Red jumped on the pass. And Ironman in business, first and 10 at the Cougar 43.
7:32 to go in the opening quarter, and now Cody Smith getting final instructions from head coach Corey James.
Best field position the Ironman have had thus far.
two yards
better than last time. Well, everything's going their way right now.
Wing T formation for the handoff is T.J. Donaldson loses the ball. Ball's still loose, and I think Oklahoma Union's picking up, and they have.
You're right.
A little miscommunication right there, and that is picked up by Jacob Kimball.
Well, they faked the inside handoff to Collins and tried to little reverse from the wing, and I didn't see who hit him first, Adam, but a great hit there to knock the ball, put the helmet right on the ball, and jarred it loose from T.J. Donaldson, and Cougars may be turning things around here. First turnover for the Ironman.
So now it's first and 10 from the Cougars' 49-yard line. Lundy under center again, a receiver on each side. Now two men, it's going to be too many men in motion. Ball comes loose, and the Cougars have it down the 45-yard line, but there was flags all over the place. They had too many men moving in motion.
Yeah, Dalton Carter there to make the stop, but I think it's going to be all for naught, as you said.
I can see it right there, and I'm surprised that the officials didn't blow it dead sooner before the ball was snapped.
Yeah, illegal shift, and
yeah,
it's kind of like Canadian football there for about 5 seconds. Second penalty against the Cougars tonight.
So now you're looking at first and 15 from the 39-yard line.
Cougars running that broken bone offense and running the option, and Lundy doing a pretty good job of it.
Now, man in motion, they're going to the option, and a ball comes loose. No one has picked it up to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, no one. Touchdown, Ironman. T.J. Donaldson on a 30-yard fumble return for a touchdown, but there's a flag on the play.
So hold everything as the confetti comes down in front of us.
We'll see about the flag that was after the fumble recovery. Well, that front four, Nowata's defense playing extremely well.
Unsportsmanlike
conduct against Nowata. And I believe the touchdown will count.
Yeah. Something like, nah, you're not going to catch me. Maybe, I don't know, I didn't
well,
hear
the, well, now, question is, does the touchdown count? They'll be assessed on the kickoff. So the points will count, and T.J. Donaldson not only has a kickoff return, he has a fumble recovery for 30 yards.
My goodness. So the second straight turnover, and about a 32-yard fumble recovery?
I was going to say about 32 yards.
Yeah, all right. Well,
I'll give him that.
My goodness.
And it's now 19-0, Nowata. And T.J. now will attempt the extra point here. Now they do. Cody Smith, the holder. There's a snap, the hold, the kick is low, and it's no good. So the kick fails, but timeout on the field. With 7:13 to go in the first quarter, it's Nowata 19 and Oklahoma Union nothing. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, T.J. Johnson will kick things off from their own 35-yard line. And T.J.'s been a busy little beaver after an opening kickoff return to 80 yards, now with a 32-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Did you say kicking off from the 25-yard line?
35.
I think we're going to have a penalty here.
Yeah, it is a 25. That's correct.
Unsportsmanlike. So.
That's right. So they tacked on 15 yards on that penalty.
So the deep men for Oklahoma Union, who have not touched the ball yet, but they're back just inside their 30-yard line at this point.
T.J. will kick it off from Nowata's 25-yard line. Line drive kick. Picked up at the 45. To the 50. 45. Boom. Down he goes at the 44-yard line. I believe T.J. Donaldson is the one that got the hit.
I think he is.
No, it is. And I'll tell you what, Logan Siegel, who had the return, boy, he looked like he got knocked off.
Yeah, he's a little woozy as he goes to the sideline. He got one of the men in stripes, umpire Byron Alts, helping him to the sideline. Now the coach has come out to fetch him, but he's still not off yet. Ball at the Ironman 44-yard line. Best field position so far on the night.
Let's see if they can capitalize it there after that 15-yard penalty by Nowata. Lundy under center. Looked like a broken wishbone formation. Now man in motion. Hands it off to the fullback. Nope, actually Lundy keeps it, and he won't get any yardage there.
And I don't know why, you know, Armstrong is a fullback, and he had a full head of steam for about 4 yards. Maybe because he didn't have the ball. I don't know. But Lundy sure didn't help the situation by keeping it, and they're faced with a second down and 10.
Clock rolling with 6:45 and counting here in the first quarter. 19-0, Nowata on top. A receiver on each side. And a lone setback is going to be Joey Russ. Now man in motion. They'll hand it off to Russ. And he gains maybe a yard to the 42-yard line. Actually, it's Justin Lundy there with the quarterback keeper.
Yeah, I thought he'd hand it off to Casey Armstrong again, and he elected to keep it and made 2 yards. Going to have to put a little more together than this. They can't be faced at third and eight, third and long all the time.
Well, the first pass was picked off.
Right. And so it wasn't even close
at all.
No. I think Cody might have been a little surprised when he looked up and saw that he was so close to the ball.
So here we go, third and eight from Nowata's 42-yard line. Lundy under center. Receiver on each side. Man in motion. They'll hand it off to the fullback, and it crosses the 40 to the 36-yard line.
Craig Owens
yeah, with the carry.
He was lined up as the right halfback on that broken bone. Everybody looked like they were going right, and they snuck him back to left. Made a good pickup of about 6 yards.
About a couple of yards short of the first down. They're going to get to the 34. Probably no question that Oklahoma Union will go for it.
And second longest running play from scrimmage for the Cougars.
Lundy under center again, a receiver on each side. And a man in motion. Lundy keeps Knoxley. The ball carrier this time is Logan Johnson. He goes to the right to the 30, down to the 27-yard line, and that is a Cougar first down, the first of the night.
And a nice run by Johnson. Picked up about 9 yards at the very first down of the night, as you said. And a new set of sticks for the Cougars. Got a nice little drive going here, Adam.
This is something that Coach Wintbigler has been working on all season, and they've done a pretty good job here. And the key is get their run game established. And a man in motion, and handoff this time is Logan Johnson again. He runs to the right to the 30, down to the 23-yard line.
Now they're beginning to get a little positive yards. Pick up 6 there. Going to be faced with a 2nd and 4.
It'll be about the 23-yard line, so it'll be 2nd down and 4. 2 wide receivers, 1 on each side. Lundy under center again. Now a man in motion. And a handoff. Nice run there to the 20 to the 16-yard line.
Flag right in the middle of things there, Adam. About the line of scrimmage.
That's Logan Johnson again on the ball carrier.
I think this one's coming back, though.
Oh, now we got another late flag that has just been thrown. So we got 2 flags on the play.
Yeah, one thrown during the play and that one thrown, I don't know, way after the play.
Let's see about what the penalty here. There's actually 2 separate flags. They picked up the 2nd flag. The 1st flag probably indicated to be against Oklahoma Union.
And a shame because they had a really good
shot block against Oklahoma Union. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Oklahoma Union.
Oh, my. They'll enforce both of those.
Yeah, that's a 30-yard penalty. Both of them are 15-yard penalties each.
Yeah, mercy. That doesn't help anything.
From the 23, now we go back to the 48-yard line in Oklahoma Union's territory. So now you're looking at 2nd and Coffeyville.
at least South Coffeyville.
2nd and 34.
Jiminy Christmas. Who had the calculator figured that up down there, by the way?
Oh, I don't know.
Clint must have had his
Clint's got a
TI-30.
A handoff this time. Actually, Lundy keeps it now. He'll flip it off. to the right side, and ball carrier is down to the 50 to the 46-yard line. And I believe the ball carrier that time was Joey Russ.
You are correct, my friend. A good 4-yard pickup. That they're not going to get this first down chunks like that. They're going to have to open it up. Third and, well, third and Lenapaw now?
Yeah, pretty close. So it's spot at the 47. So third down and 27.
Yeah, 28, give or take.
Third and a country mile.
Exactly.
A handoff this time is to Joey Russ, and Russ not going anywhere. He's down immediately at the 47, 48-yard line.
Yeah, he was going backwards on that one.
Jacob Robinson there on the tackle for Nowata, and no gain on the play. And again, fourth and
yeah,
South Coffeyville.
Somewhere in the Noxie vicinity.
Yeah. So Oklahoma Union will be forced to punt. It's going to be Austin Osley.
Xavier Mathis is going to drop back down.
Bad snap, but gets the kickoff.
Good kick.
That's a nice kick. They'll spot the ball to 13. There to make the spot there is Dalton Hahn for Oklahoma Union. So no one will have their worst field position of the night. It'll be first and 10 at about the, actually be the 14-yard line. 2:46 to go in the first quarter. 19-0, Nowata on top.
Well, the chop block combined with the unsportsmanlike conduct just drove a nail in the coffin of that drive, Adam. Nowhere to go after that.
There's Cody Smith in the Nowata offense. They'll have two wide receivers to the right side. In a shotgun formation, Cody, he'll keep it. Actually, Will Luster's going to have it on the Wildcat. Breaks one tackle to the 50, to the 20, down to the 22-yard line. So they go into the Wildcat formation, and Will Luster gets maybe 8 yards.
You know, Wildcat's really not indicative of the Ironman. Maybe they call that the Wild Will.
Well, they're about the 23-yard line, so they're about a yard short of the first down.
Yeah, gain of 9. Luster's carried the ball twice for 28 yards tonight. Everything just kind of going the Ironman's way right now. Looks like Luster back in it in the quarterback. And if you want to call it Luster at quarterback or the Wild Will formation.
Yeah, I'm going to say still the Wildcat formation. Second and 1. And Luster keeps it. Still has it to the 25. Breaks one tackle to the 30. Trips around to the 35 to the 40-yard line. On the keeper there, and it's enough for an Ironman first down.
Give Will credit. He just kind of held onto that ball and waited for those blocks to materialize, picking up 16, 17 yards and a first down.
Clock now stopping it. Actually, now going at 1:45 and counting here in the first quarter. It's been no water right now, 19-0.
Yeah, Cody Smith.
Cody Smith's lined up to the left side, so, yeah, they're going to put Will Smith in at quarterback.
Nice to have an option like that, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And now we got official stoppage of play, and I think Nowata has called a timeout. Yeah, timeout on the field, timeout Nowata. With 1:26 to go in the first quarter, 19-0 Nowata. Big thanks to our sponsors tonight. Sweet Pea's Hometown Boutique, Arvest Bank of Nowata, Agape Nutrition and Studio, Bartnett IP, Friends of Eric Epperson for State Representative, Buster's Convenience Store, Regent Bank, Dr. Robert Job for State Senate, Ironman Storage, Sonic of Nowata, Ranch Supply of Nowata, North Point Auto, and by Julie Daniels for State Senate. Adam Hooper, Tim Howell, Trey Sump, Dave Waddell back in studios. Can you believe it? Tim, this is the final week of the regular season. It just seems like yesterday we started at 0 week, being at 8 air, but this season has just gone so fast.
And we're just commenting on how couldn't believe we were in our fourth year of broadcasting together, and now that's maybe a week or two away from being already done. So
we've got a couple of scores
okay.
Here. Dewey and Sperry are tied at 7 in the second quarter, and also. Adair leading Commerce 22-0 in the second quarter.
And Cody Smith back in at quarterback for the Ironmen as they begin a set of first and 10 at their own 40-yard line.
Hand off is Terrell Collins. Big hole to the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and down at the 1 yard line. He got caught up at the last minute.
He's trying to get a block out of the linesman or out of the umpire there.
There is a flag on the play. Yeah, the flag was thrown at the 37-yard line. A legal shift against Nolwater. This is all coming back.
Oh, my.
So,
wonder what the illegal shift would have been on that.
That's only a 5-yard penalty.
Because they didn't send anybody in motion.
No. Well, they'll spot the ball at the 35. It'll make it first and 15 from Nolwata's 35. So
was that two hands or one hand?
Two hands.
Yeah, illegal shift. Huh.
Illegal shift.
I don't know.
This is one hand's illegal motion.
Right. I don't know. Like I said, nobody went in motion or moved from the time they came to the line of scrimmage to the time they ran the play, so I don't know what that call was.
So in either case, it's now first and 15 from Nolwata's 35-yard line. Smith under center, hands it off to Terrell Collins again, dances around to the 35, down to the 37-yard line. Cutter Bow there on the tackle.
Jacob Barnes was going after somebody there. He had Dalton Hahn pretty well wrapped up 8 yards ahead of the line of scrimmage.
Gain of four makes it second 11 from the 39-yard line.
I think that block may have been just a proof of point.
The 39, yeah. Smith in a shotgun formation. Ball comes loose. It's still loose. And picked up there by Collins. Nobody was down at the 40, 45, down to the 48-yard line.
Well, everybody
Holy
was kind of...
cow! Everybody thought the ball was dead at the 37, but all of a sudden, Terrell Collins just pops up, and I'm going to run this thing.
He saw the bodies all around him, but nobody picked it up. He's bent down and picked it up and gained about 9 yards on the play.
Now you're looking at about third and three from the 47-yard line. That will be the final play of the first quarter. We're through one, and your score, Nolwata 19, Oklahoma Union nothing. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. Memorial Stadium, 19-0. Nolwata on top of Oklahoma Union as we begin the second quarter.
Hey, Adam, you know what's kind of sad? Just about the time that I've learned how to say Armando Covarrubias, he's going to graduate from the... He's a senior this year. So.
I have had, in my years I've been here, I've had a hard time pronouncing his name.
Well, I
always bumble and stumble.
I just finally got right, pronounced it pretty well, and he's going to be leaving.
Now it's third and three. Handoff is to Collins, and he's stuffed immediately at the 45.
Yeah, and it started.
And it's that front line defense of Oklahoma Union led by Cutter Bow.
Well, it started out as a snap on the ground at Cody Smith's feet. That didn't help the timing of the play. And by the time Terrell got the ball, there were three Cougars mauling him. So
now it's fourth and six from the 44-yard line. So what the Ironman's going to do here. It looks like they're going on a wildcat. Actually, it's going to be Will Luster back to punt this thing.
Yep.
Here's a snap and wobbly kick. It's going to take an Oklahoma Union bounce.
He's about to kick. He's about to kick Terrell Collins right in the hip pocket on that punt.
And they're going to spot the ball at the 40. Actually, about the 37-yard line. So that's where the Ironman is going to start. Excuse me, the Cougar is going to start. So it'll be first and 10 from the Cougars 37.
Well, the four drives they've had so far, they've given up on downs, had an interception for a touchdown, a fumble for a touchdown, kept the ball about nine plays and eventually had to punt because of penalties. Let's see if they can put something together here, Adam.
Lundy under center. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper, Lundy. And he's stuffed at the 39-yard line. Justin Lundy is probably one of their better players for the Cougars. He's the one that leads this attack, and he's going to finish strong.
It's for fans that have watched Air Force play, they run a very similar offense formation to the Air Force team.
I was going to say they do remind me of Air Force, how they run their offense. Lundy under center on second and seven from the just underneath of 39. Handoff is to Logan Johnson, and he crosses the 40 to the 42-yard line.
I have to say, early on, Johnson seems to be their most prolific runner of the bunch. Siegel has the yeoman's share of the carry so far, but third and a long three, a short four, very makeable for the Cougars, and they really need to get some momentum going here. And just as I say that, Johnson checks out of the game for the Cougars.
And it's just between, it's right at the 43-yard line, so it'll be third and three. Lundy again under center, receiver on each side. And at this time, a man in motion, they'll hand it off to the big guy, and that is
Casey Armstrong. Yeah, I think he got the first down, Adam.
He got the first down. He had to go to the 45, and he dove across the 45 to the 48. He's a big guy, too, 6'1", 205-pound junior.
He looks bigger than that from up here. He really does.
Well, first and 10 from the 47-yard line. Receivers on each end. Now a man in motion. They'll hand it off to Armstrong again, and he's stuffed at the 48. Met up by that front four of Nowatus defense.
I think they're going to give him midfield progression on that, Adam. They're going to get about 2 yards. Didn't look like it at first, though.
Now you're looking at second and eight now from the 50-yard line. Clock running under 9 minutes to go to halftime. It's 19-0 favor of Nowata. I think Oklahoma Union, this is what they wanted right here. Kind of slow down the tempo, run their offense. Lundy now rolls to his right, still rolling, breaks to the 50. To the 47-yard line.
That was a nice little read by Lundy, opting not to pitch it, kind of cut it up inside, gained about 3 yards, keeping the chains moving.
You know, we don't have a 77 Nowatus roster.
That is Jacob Barnes.
Is that Jacob
That's
Barnes?
That's Jacob Barnes.
Okay, I did not know that.
You can kind of recognize him because he kind of looks like a mountain with feet.
Okay. Well, he's a big guy.
Oh, he is.
6'4". 295 pounds.
And very agile for that side. I tell you what, he can get up and down that field. He's fun to watch.
So now you're looking at third and six from the 47-yard line in Nowatus territory. Lundy under center again. Lundy hands it off this time.
Great play.
It's Logan Johnson, and he gets smashed at the 46, and guess who?
Right on cue, Adam.
Jacob Barnes. Boy,
right.
He puts a lick in there on Logan Johnson.
He just kind of did a little swim move there and grabbed Johnson and threw him to the ground.
So, looked like might have gained a half a yard. So they're still going to call it fourth and six from the 47-yard line. Lundy now gets final instructions from head coach Rick Windegler for the Cougars.
It was a nice day for a car wash. I washed my car today, Adam.
Well, good.
Old Blue, she needed it.
Old Blue. How's Old Blue doing?
She's doing pretty well. She's got a little headlight problem right now. The headlights keep coming on automatically.
We got a flag on the play at the 41. We got a delay game against the Cougars. Looks like they were lined up to punt this ball away.
Fifth penalty of the first half and 45 yards worth for the Cougars thus far.
So now you're going to look at fourth and 11.
Well, they're not a quick strike offense, and it looked like they were going to put together a nice long drive there, and it just did not materialize.
So here's Austin Owsley
and
back to punt.
Xavier Mathis not back very deep for the Ironman, and they're actually in a kind of a prevent here. Yep.
It's a fake. Lundy has it. He spins around to the 50, and down at the 48, 47-yard line. So it was really a fake there, and the fake didn't work. And Oklahoma Union would turn the ball over on downs.
Apparently the Ironmen seen something that they'd seen before on film, Adam, because they didn't fall back in punt formation. And I think if I'd have been Oklahoma Union, I'd just gone ahead and kicked that, because they never dropped back in receiving formation like they expected something.
So it'll be first and 10 from Nowata's 47-yard line. Clock stops with 66:53 to go to halftime, and it's 19-0 favor of Nowata. Dewey and Sperry are tied at 14 in the second quarter.
What a game.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Cody now goes back to pass, throws down the middle, pass caught by Luster, and spins around to the 35-yard line and gives an Ironman a first down.
That was a great catch by Will. He had to go up for that. Came down in traffic and made good yardage, gain of about 18, first and 10. Ironman, first reception on the night for Luster. Cody Smith, 2-for-2 passing thus far.
Yeah, his passing has been adding up here just a little bit.
Well, he's got a good arm when he's healthy.
He's got a great arm. He really does.
Good little baseball player, too.
Yes, he is. And good basketball player, too. Smith now, play action. Smith throws to his left, and pass overthrows Will Luster
on
the right side. The pass was a little bit high for Luster.
I think Will was looking at that as an inside reception, and Cody threw it to the outside and just not able to get turned around and get both hands on it for reception. So second and 10 for the Ironmen. Interesting how they've come out here, kind of give Terrell a rest on the running and gone back up to the air. But, you know, it's a good time to work out all the kinks, because next week it's win or go home, Adam.
Yeah, that's right. It'll either be Holland Hall or Victory Christian. Matter of fact, those two teams playing for the 2A District 7 title tonight.
Holland Hall playing for his first OSSAA district title.
Yes, that's
been
right.
Independent all these years.
Second and 10 from the 35-yard line. Now they're going Wildcat this time. Luster keeps it, runs to the right to the 35, to the 30. Spins around and knocked down at the 25-yard line.
I think he's got the first down.
He's got the first down. So this time they went to the Wildcat, and they'll spot the ball at the 24-yard line.
Well, this is exactly what Ironmen need to do, is mix it up, not let the opponent know where the offense is coming from, as Hunter Bell checks in from the sideline with the offensive play for, well, either Cody Smith or Will Luster. Looks like Cody Smith this instance.
Yeah, it'll be Cody Smith under center in the shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the left. Cody now looks to his left. Now he spins around, now runs, and he throws, and the pass is intercepted at the 5-yard line.
I thought
that's
it hit.
Austin Owsley.
I thought it hit the ground from up here.
I thought so, too, but that's why I hesitated there for a little bit. But Austin Owsley is the one that intercepted the pass at the 5-yard line. And Nowata, that's their first turnover of the night.
And Cody just couldn't get enough oomph on that ball running to his left and fell short. And Owsley able to get in front of it, pick it off. First turnover for the Ironmen, and comes with 6:05 to go in the half.
So Justin Lundy in that Oklahoma Union offense will go under center now from their own 5-yard line. Lundy, play action. Actually, Lundy actually gives it to the ball carrier, and I believe
Armstrong.
That was Cody Armstrong.
Yeah, it was a little delayed draw. He kind of popped up like he was going to pass it and then stuck it in Cody's belly. And nowhere to go, so he's going to lose a yard. Going to be second and about 11.
Second and 11 from the 4-yard line, 5:40 and counting here to halftime.
Ironman defense kind of salivating here. They're kind of looking for maybe get a pitch in the end zone.
Lundy under center. Play action. Lundy throws to his left. Has a man open. Caught at the 15 to the 20 to the 25-yard line. Austin Owsley there on the reception. So that's the first reception for Justin Lundy in this game. Now, ball he placed to the 26-yard line and gives the Cougars a first down.
And their third one of the night. Nice little slant there run by Osley. And Lundy, giving credit, put it right between the two and the two.
That was a perfect pass.
It really was.
From Lundy. He's got a good arm.
We're barely keeping Trey awake here. We're having a little more excitement. He's starting to yawn on us here.
Yeah. 99, Trey. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper, actually a ball carrier. That's Armstrong. He dives to the 35 to the 36-yard line.
He has another first down, Adam.
A big shout-out to our good friend Becky Birch listening to us back home. That's a first down.
Yeah, I tell you what, you said Lundy kept it, and I believed you there for a half second. But I tell you what, he does a good job handling the ball.
He'll give the ball again to Lundy. Actually, it'll be a quarterback keeper. He'll flip it to Craig Owens, and Owens crossed the 50 to the 46-yard line, and it's another Cougar first down, and right now they're moving the ball pretty well.
And I tell you what, give Lundy credit. He's running that triple option to perfection now. That's how it's supposed to look, how they draw it up, and the Ironmen a little bit on their heels defensively right now.
Yeah, they're going to huddle right now. Hand off is to Armstrong. Ball carrier, and it almost didn't get that ball exchange here very quickly because Nolan was right at Armstrong, and it's a no gain, and it's going to be second down.
I think Lundy was going to try to pull that out of his belly and go to the corner with it on the option, but Armstrong wound up dragging Lundy with him for about a half a yard gain.
So it'll be second and 10 from Nolan's 46-yard line. Lundy under center again. Play action. Lundy now rolls to his right, throws, and incomplete. His intended receiver was going to be Logan Johnson.
Yeah, Logan had maybe a half a step on Terrell. Terrell would have made the tackle. He was right there with him, but just couldn't quite get the ball down enough. Tried to put it out of the way where the defense couldn't get it, and just a little too tall. Good idea. Good arm on the run, rolling to his right. And it's so hard to guard against that pass out of that option because you see the guy come to the corner and pitch it or cut up field with it. That time he took a step back and threw it downfield.
Third and 10 from the 46-yard line. A receiver to the left side. Lundy under center. Lundy's going to keep it and spins around to the 45 and gets stuffed at the 43-yard line. So way short of the first down. And going to be about a gain of five, so it'll be fourth and five from the 43-yard line. Actually, it should be about fourth and six.
Yeah, it's a long five.
Cougar's going to go for it here. Lundy under center. Lundy keeps it, flips it to Logan Johnson to the 45, down to the 43. No gain on the play. And a good stop there by that Ironman defense. And Xavier Mathis there on the stop.
Yeah, Mathis came up from his linebacker position to make the stop and turn the ball over on downs. The Ironman will have it with 3:25 to go in the first half, leading 19-0.
And so no one will have it at their own 42-yard line. Coming up at halftime, we'll recap the first half, and then we'll have our weekly feature of the college sports report, talk about some of the activities happening at Oklahoma Wesleyan University and preview college football here on Bartlesville Radio. And we got too many men in motion there. There's flags all over the place for no water.
I saw it that time.
Me too. Now, ball start against no water.
Third penalty for the Ironman, and they have all three been of the 5-yard variety.
So it'll be first and 15 from the 37-yard line. Xavier Mathis now comes back on the field and gives the instructions there for Cody Smith.
First half really motoring by pretty quickly. Not a lot of passes.
Yeah, we've gone about 50 minutes playing here in this first half.
Been one of the quicker games this year. First quarter took this long, first game at 8 air.
There's Smith going back. He breaks one tackle, now he runs to his left to the 40, 45, 50, knocked out of bounds at the 46-yard line.
He may have gotten the first down.
Yeah, he
sure
did. He got the first down.
Nice little 15-yard run, scamper by Cody Smith. for an Ironman first down.
Well, you remember the game at Pawhuska when they played that first quarter lasted 45 minutes.
Well, it had a guy on the clock that was stopping the ball. Yeah. Was stopping the clock every dead ball. It wasn't a dead ball situation. He stopped it anyway. We didn't pick up on it for the longest time, and unfortunately,
until I did about late in the first quarter.
It's like, good grief.
Yeah.
Ready to send out for a nightcap.
Smith in a shotgun formation. And he'll hand it off to Terrell Collins. Runs to the middle to the 40. Breaks a tackle to the 35 down at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, and Osley saved the touchdown there.
That's another Ironman first down. So a 16-yard gain.
And I know you're wondering, 6 carries, 51 yards, so a very Terrell Collins-like evening for that senior.
And he had over 200 yards rushing last week against Commerce.
I can tell you you're wanting to know where he was at, so that's why I told our fans at home.
Yeah. That and the fans.
We do it all for the fans.
Yes, we do. Three wide receivers to the right side, one on the left. Collins in motion. They'll hand it off to Collins. Breaks to the 30 to the 27-yard line.
Yeah, that one didn't really fool the defense a lot. As Terrell lined up at the left wide receiver position, came across the formation on the jet sweep, and there were three or four Cougars kind of waiting there to greet him.
So they'll stop the ball or put the ball to the 28-yard line. That was a gain of 2 for Collins. Second and 8. 2:20 and counting here to halftime. 19-0, Nowata.
What I'm sure the offensive coordinators for Nowata saw, though, is when Terrell went in motion and went inside, Osley kind of went with him. If Cody keeps that ball and comes out here to left, there's nobody.
The ball is loose, but Smith gets it. Now he runs to his left to the 30. Keeps it to the 25, breaks one tackle to the 20.
Good
block.
15,
10, 5, and he walks in the end zone. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. But there's a flag on the play. At the 18-yard line, this may come back.
I think Dalton Carter got somebody in the back, maybe. Because he was in the vicinity, and, yeah, I think he's going to.
Yeah, I think they're going to wave this touchdown off and going to be an illegal block, like you said.
You tell you what, Jacob Johnson.
Yeah, it's going to be an illegal block.
Jacob Johnson just clobbered somebody about the 12-yard line, sprung Cody.
No, it's a personal foul. They said it was a personal foul. Against Nowata, they'll back him up to the 33-yard line. Because I heard him do this.
Huh. You heard him?
No, I saw the. So it'll be second down and 13.
Huh.
A handoff is Terrell Collins and dances around to the 30-yard line.
Well,
so you're looking at about third and 10 from the 30.
I was all set to give Terrell his second touchdown of the evening there.
Clock rolling with a minute and a half to go to halftime. Got a great crowd here tonight for Senior Night, Military Appreciation Night. Great crowd from Oklahoma Union traveled from Highway 169. Smith has it, throws to the middle, and a pass tipped around, and it's incomplete.
I didn't see who got a hand on, but a linebacker dropped back in coverage.
Austin Owsley was the one that tipped the ball around, and the intended receiver was Will Luster. So now you're looking at 4th and 10 from the 30.
Yeah, Cody hit his first two passes. Now he's 0 for his last three, including an interception. That I think we have a timeout.
Timeout called by Nowata with 1:08 to go to halftime.
They've got one left.
And it's 19-0 favor of Nowata. Again, big thanks to our sponsors here tonight. Julie Daniels for State Senate. North Point Auto, Rank Supply of Nowata, Sonic of Nowata, Ironman Storage, Dr. Robert Jobe for State Senate, Regent Bank, Buster's Convenience Store, Friends of Eric Epperson for State Representative, Bartnett IP, Agape Nutrition and Studio, Arvest Bank of Nowata, and My Sweet Peas Hometown Boutique. It's been all Nowata here, but Oklahoma Union trying to keep it close as they possibly can.
Well, Adam, Armin scored on the kickoff, scored on their first possession, and then picked up a fumble and ran it in. It looked like it was just going to be a landslide, but let's be honest, the Armin offense hasn't really done a whole lot since then. They've had an interception, and the Cougars have played pretty well. They've kind of shot themselves in the foot untimely on offense, but it's been kind of even after that.
Yeah, I was kind of with you. I thought this was going to be a blowout here, but
the Cougars have
really kept their bargaining in right now and have not allowed a point.
Yeah, I think if you're Oklahoma Union and you look at the first, 5 minutes of this game, you think, you know, just to be down 19-0, you got to kind of have a little moral victory going into that locker room.
Now it's 4th and 10 from the 30-yard line in Oklahoma Union's territory. Play action, Smith. Has it. Throws to his left. Has a man open. Caught. And, oh, he dropped it at the 5. Holy cow. If Terrell Collins would have caught that football, he's in for a touchdown because he was wide open.
And I think he felt that and wanted to score before he caught the ball, and the Army going to give it up on downs. Nice play call, but it just went for naught with 1 second to go in the first half.
So the Cougars will have it from their own 30-yard line. See what they can do here with 1:01 to go to halftime.
If they've got any trickery, this might be a first down. Is always a good time to do a little trick play.
So here is Justin Lundy, and they'll send a receiver on each side. 1st and 10 from the 30. There's a man in motion. They'll hand it off to their fullback. Breaks one tackle to the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35. Knocked out of bounds at the 30-yard line. That's Logan Johnson on a nice run to the right side. But again, that offensive line for Oklahoma Union doing a great job blocking.
41-yard run, and that was all effort on Mr. Johnson after he got past the line of scrimmage.
Now, spot at the Nowatus 28-yard line. Now you're looking at 1st and 10 from Nowatus 28.
All right, we'll give him 42 yards in officially. 60 yards on the night on 6 carries. That helps the old average.
Hand off again is to Johnson and gets nowhere. He's stuffed by Jacob Barnes.
Take
and now the Cougars will call a timeout. That's their first timeout.
Armin,
with 46.7 seconds to go to halftime, 19-0 favor of Nowata.
Just got a...
I got a text in you.
I did too, yeah. Dewey game tied 21, so Dewey and Sperry 21 all, and that's at the half now.
Boy, that's a good game over at Sperry tonight.
The
winner, you finish third, loser, you finish fourth. If you end up losing that game, you'll probably end up going to Cushing.
That's over at the Pirate Dome.
Yes.
You know why that's called that, don't you?
Yeah.
Such a dome on top, such a crest, a crown on that field. Everything runs downhill from the center of the field.
And then should the winner of that game will probably play either Beggs or Bristow. Purple Pirates land. Your favorite spot.
It is, you know, Dave Neely had an infamous call in that game.
Oh, he did?
I can't repeat it on the air without Kevin losing his license, but we had someone stand up in front of us during a very exciting play, and Dave bangs on the window and suggests to him that he sits down and makes comment about a size of part of his anatomy. And
oh, my.
It was pretty hilarious. And Dave, if you're listening, it's a memory I'll never forget.
Lundy. Gets a ball carrier, four-head keeper, and he loses 2 to the 30-yard line, and now they'll call another timeout. It's a good tackle there by Jacob Robinson.
You know, and if you're going to call a timeout, you got to come up with a little something better than that. I mean, that was – and I think one of his halfbacks went the opposite direction on him because he looked like he was going to hand the ball off. Nobody there did the wise thing, just ducked it up and got all he could and took the timeout. Didn't waste any more time.
So it'll be 3rd and 10 from the – just inside the 28-yard line.
Former Nowata Ironman, Todd Waters was one of the quarterbacks. He was a senior that year when we went down to Bristow to cover that game. So, been a long time ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't here that time.
No, you weren't.
Okay. What year was that? Do you remember?
That was probably, I want to say 85, 86, somewhere in. Well, no, it couldn't have been 86 because I was started in the funeral business in 86, so it must have been about 83, 84, right in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a very long time ago.
Yeah, I was only 10 and 11 back then.
Yeah, Todd might be a grandfather by now. But he was an outstanding athlete on a pretty decent know-what-a team that year, and just they ran into a buzzsaw at the Bristow. They ran that old double wing, everybody going opposite directions all the time.
Third and 10 now from the 28-yard line. Again, a receiver on each end for the Cougars. Man in motion. Lundy, play action. Now throws to his left, and the pass is almost intercepted by Cody Smith there. Austin Owsley was the intended receiver.
Yeah, Cody almost had INT number two on the night. Not sure that it would have been a pick six this time, but...
Not a bad play action there by Justin Lundy. The pass was just over the head of Austin Owsley. And
I think if he throws it where Owsley was, I think Owsley catches it, but he kind of overthrew him. Because Cody was behind him between the receiver and the goal line. He would have probably made the tackle, but he was open. So fourth and 10 just before halftime.
Yeah, they got to get to the 18 for the first down. Lundy under center, receiver on each side, and now... looks like the Cougars are going to call their final timeout.
And why not? You can't take them to the locker room with you, so why not use them up?
Of course, we will let you know sometime early next week where we will be in playoff situation. Of course, Dewey and Nowanna have both qualified for the playoffs, but again, we'll let you know early next week just where we're going to be. My understanding, I think we may be covering Nowanna in the playoffs right here on K-Ray, but again, we'll keep you up to date as early as next week. Meanwhile, the brackets should be out by tomorrow.
Right.
Of course, both Dewey and Nowanna making the playoffs. Barnesdall makes the playoffs for the first time in quite some time.
And Nowanna and Dewey both making the playoffs has not happened since our first broadcast year, Adam.
Yeah, that was back in 2013.
Fourth and 10 for the Cougars as they're at the Ironman 28-yard line. 33 and a half seconds to play in the half. Lundy.
Play action. Lundy now has it. Play action. Now he'll roll to his right to the 25. Has a seam to the 20, to the 15, and knocked out of bounds at the 14-yard line. Boy, Justin Lundy has some life left, and so does that Cougar offense, and they move the chains, and it's a first down.
Got the first down, stopped the clock. Everything that he needed to happen happened on one play. So Lundy with a good decision, had a little pressure, took it outside, and got it over to the sideline to stop the clock.
Here's a halftime score for you. Victory Christian leading Holland Hall 7-3 at halftime. That's for the 2A District 7 championship.
Sounds like a good game, and looks like maybe a timeout. What we got here?
Well, Nowanna does have one timeout. Oklahoma Union has none.
I did not recognize that signal.
I had my head down. What was... Well,
I think it was a clock issue, and here we go now. Play clock's back.
Play clock is functional now.
And we're at 24 seconds to go in the half.
So Lundy under center, first and 10 from the 15-yard line. Now a man in motion, Lundy going back to pass, now scrambles, and he's sacked at the 15. Nice tackle there by
they're going to have to hurry.
Barnes. Now they're going to have to hurry, 10 seconds, 9, and now they're going to stop the clock.
And did the Ironman stop them?
There's an Ironman player down. And it really gives Oklahoma Union some life here, but there is a Ironman player down. It's going to be second and 10 from the 15.
Well, if I did you get the number of the tackler?
I believe it was Jacob Barnes.
I could tell if it was 76 or 77 on that.
I was thinking it was Jacob Barnes, but again, I wasn't sure. Joe's tending the injured Ironman player at the 15-yard line. Both teams under 30 players on both squads. Nowanna really has about 25 players that's come out this year.
And you certainly hate to lose a guy going into the playoffs, Adam.
Yeah, I was hoping he's still on the ground as the trainers and the coaches run out for both teams looking at the injured Ironman player.
Hey, the World Series got great TV ratings. It's a very exciting series for the non-Big Three market teams to be involved.
Absolutely. Coach Corey James is out there looking at the injured Nolan player. Again, I don't see because his number is on...
It's on him and it's on the ground.
It's on the ground. Yeah. We got a halftime score at Pawhuska. Perry leading Pawhuska 18-14 at half.
I think that's Jacob Barnes limping off slowly there under his own power. I'm sorry, Dalton Carter, 44.
Yeah. Dalton Carter.
And nice to see him up. He's limping a little, but he's taking himself off the field under his own power, so that's pretty good. Now he gets an assist from one of the coaches. Nice to see him up. You never want to see that little buggy or the stretcher come onto the field. 10.5 seconds before halftime, Ironman in command, 19-0, and the Cougars with the ball 2nd and 12 at the Ironman 15.
Receiver on each end. Lundy under center. Play action again. Lundy now going back to throw. Throws and underthrown everybody.
Yeah, kind of a worm burner.
And now you're looking at 3rd and 12 from the 15. Hey, big shout out for our good friends, Evan Farbach and Shawnee Smith, listening to us back in Bartlesville tonight. Oh, Evan has the night off. And it looks like they're going to kick a field goal. That's Austin Owsley. Looks like it's going to be about a 31-yard field goal with 1.8 seconds to go. Here's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way. It's long enough, and it's no good. It went to the right. So good effort, though, by Austin Owsley, but that field goal is no good, and time has expired. And so we're at halftime, and no one are clinging to a 19-point lead, 19-0 over Oklahoma Union. 19-0, no one on top at halftime. We'll begin our halftime activities in 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Football here on Real Country K-Rig.